金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。各位朋友，欢迎您收听金融世界节目，我是马建元。
我是刘江。这次节目是由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的。
在今天的节目中，我们要谈的话题是
Globalization
全球化问题。
世界经济的全球化进程可以说每天都在悄悄地继续，使各国和各地区的经济越来越密切地结合在一起。那么经济学家们对经济全球化有什么看法？全球化的进程是由什么力量推动的呢？
在这次节目和下次节目中，我们就要对这些问题做一些初步的探讨。首先，我们来听一段澳广金融节目主持人巴里·克拉克关于全球化问题的谈话。
Few days go by without a mention of globalization in the media. Whilst we are all aware that globalization is affecting our lives, our attitudes to it differ widely. For some, globalization is the way to a better future, offering gains through specialization according to comparative advantage.And an opportunity for developing countries to raise their living standards. On the other hand, critics hold globalization responsible for a variety of social problems, for high unemployment in the industrialized world, for pressure on wage levels, and for the present instability in financial markets.
巴里·克拉克在谈话中提到这样一个词组
：comparative advantage，
相对优势。这是英国古典经济学家大卫·李嘉图提出的国际分工原则，即各国出口生产成本比其他国家低，也就是拥有优势的产品。
Comparative advantage。
巴里·克拉克还使用了这样一些词汇
：living standard，
生活水平
；social problems，
社会问题。
Instability
不稳定，动荡。
下面我们分段听一遍巴里·克拉克的这段谈话和中文翻译。
Few days go by without a mention of globalization in the media. Whilst we are all aware that globalization is affecting our lives, our attitudes to it differ widely.
新闻媒介几乎每天都会提到全球化。尽管我们都意识到全球化影响到了我们的生活，但我们对全球化的看法却大不相同。
For some, globalization is the way to a better future, offering gains through specialization according to comparative advantage, and an opportunity for developing countries to raise their living standards.
有些人认为全球化是通向更加美好未来的途径，通过相对优势论达成的专业化生产使各国获利，同时也为发展中国家提供了提高生活水平的机会。
On the other hand, critics hold globalization responsible for a variety of social problems, for high unemployment in the industrialized world, for pressure on wage levels, and for the present instability in financial markets.
另一方面，持批评看法的人认为，全球化造成了一系列的社会问题，如工业化各国的高失业率、工资水平受到的压力，以及目前金融市场的不稳定等等。
下面我们再完整听一遍巴里·克拉克的这段谈话。
Few days go by without a mention of globalization in the media. Whilst we are all aware that globalization is affecting our lives, our attitudes to it differ widely.For some, globalization is the way to a better future, offering gains through specialization according to comparative advantage, and an opportunity for developing countries to raise their living standards. On the other hand, critics hold globalization responsible for a variety of social problems, for high unemployment in the industrialized world, for pressure on wage levels, and for the present instability in financial markets.
您现在收听的是金融世界，澳洲广播电台制作。欢迎您继续收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目。
那么到底是什么因素推动了全球化进程的快速发展呢？澳大利亚墨尔本莫纳什大学市场学系主任菲茨罗伊教授认为，通讯和交通费用的降低是主要的因素。
In 1945, if you had wanted to fly from Melbourne to London, it would have cost you something like 2 years average industrial wage. If you want to do that in the late 1990s, it will cost you about 3 weeks.Average industrial wage. So there's been an enormous decline in transport costs. What that means is it may be cheaper to produce a good in, let's say, the United Kingdom and ship it to Australia, rather than to produce it in Australia. So it changes the fundamental economics of the industry. Another development that facilitates globalization is the rise of communications. Historically, again,distance has been a major impediment to the coordination and management of organizations. With the tremendous developments in both computing and communications, cost has really declined substantially. Again, quoting some data, in 1930, a phone call from New York to London cost something of the order of $300. Today, it costs something like a dollar.
菲茨罗伊教授在谈话中提到这样一些词汇
：average industrial wages（
平均行业工资
）decline（
下降、衰落
）facilitate（
推进、促进
）impediment（
妨碍、障碍
）substantial（
实质性的、重要的）。
下面我们分段听一遍菲茨罗伊教授的这段谈话和中文翻译。
In 1945, if you had wanted to fly from Melbourne to London, it would have cost you something like 2 years average industrial wage. If you want to do that in the late 1990s, it will cost you about 3 weeks, average industrial wage. So there's been an enormous decline in transport costs.
在1945年如果你想从墨尔本飞往伦敦，机票的价钱大约是两年的平均行业工资。但是到了1990年代末期，同样的机票只相当于三个星期的平均行业工资，因此交通运输费用已大大降低。
What that means is it may be cheaper to produce a good in, let's say, the United Kingdom and ship it to Australia, rather than to produce it in Australia. So it changes the fundamental economics of the industry.
这意味着也许在英国生产某种产品，再把它运送到澳大利亚，都比在澳大利亚生产还要便宜。所以它改变了工业的基本经济方式。
Another development that facilitates globalization is the rise of communications. Historically, again, distance has been a major impediment to the coordination and management of organizations. With the tremendous developments in both computing and communications, cost has really declined substantially. Again, quoting some data, in 1930, a phone call from New York to London cost something of the order of $300. Today, it costs something like a dollar.
促进全球化进程的另一原因是通讯的发展。再从历史上来看，距离一直是组织机构进行协调管理的一个主要障碍。随着计算机和通讯系统的巨大发展，通讯的费用也有大幅度的降低。我们再看看一些数据。1930年从纽约打电话到伦敦，通常要花费大约300美元，而现在大约只需要一块钱。
现在我们再完整听一遍澳大利亚墨尔本莫纳什大学菲茨罗伊教授的谈话。
In 1945, if you had wanted to fly from Melbourne to London, it would have cost you something like 2 years average industrial wage. If you want to do that in the late 1990s, it will cost you about 3 weeks, average industrial wage. So there's been an enormous decline in transport costs. What that means is it may be cheaper to produce a good in, let's say, the United Kingdom and ship it to Australia rather than to produce it in Australia. So it changes the fundamental economics of the industry. Another development that facilitates globalization is the rise of communications. Historically, again, distance has been a major impediment to the coordination and management of organizations. With the tremendous developments in both computing and communications, cost has really declined substantially. Again, quoting some data, in 1930, a phone call from New York to London cost something of the order of $300. Today, it costs something like a dollar.
Comparative advantage.
相对优势.
Living standard.
生活水平.
Social problems.
社会问题.
Instability.
不稳定. 动荡.
Average industrial wages.
平均行业工资.
Decline.
下降. 衰落.
Facilitate.
推进, 促进,
impediment,
妨碍, 障碍,
substantial,
实质性的, 重要的.
Few
days go by without a mention of globalization in the media. Whilst we are all aware that globalization is affecting our lives, our attitudes to it differ widely. For some, globalization is the way to a better future, offering gains through specialization according to comparative advantage and an opportunity for developing countries to raise their living standards. On the other hand, critics hold globalization responsible for a variety of social problems, for high unemployment in the industrialized world, for pressure on wage levels, and for the present instability in financial markets.
In 1945, if you had wanted to fly from Melbourne to London, it would have cost you something like 2 years' average industrial wage. If you want to do that in the late 1990s, it will cost you about 3 weeks' average industrial wage. So there's been an enormous decline in transport costs. What that means is it may be cheaper to produce a good in, let's say, the United Kingdom and ship it to Australia rather than to produce it in Australia. So it changes the fundamental economics of the industry. Another development that facilitates globalization is the rise of communications. Historically, again, distance has been a major impediment to the coordination and management of organizations. With the tremendous developments in both computing and communications, cost has really declined substantially. Again, quoting some data, in 1930, a phone call from New York to London cost something of the order of $300. Today, it costs something like a dollar.
这次由澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。欢迎您写信给我们，谈谈您对这一节目的看法和要求。来信请寄中国北京9023号信箱，邮政编码是100600。马建元和刘江在澳大利亚墨尔本，谢谢您的收听，下次节目再会。